ஓம் நம சிவாய். டியர் லிசனர்ஸ் ஆஃப் சைவம் டாட் ஆர், தி நெக்ஸ்ட் ப்ரோக்ராம் இஸ் டிவைன் டிஸ்கோர்ஸ். இன் திஸ் யூ ஆர் அபவுட் டு லிசன் ஹைலைட்ஸ் ஆஃப் உபனிஷத்ஸ். த டைட்டில் இஸ் பிருஹதாரண்யக உபனிஷத்ஸ், பிரசன்டட் பை சுவாமி ஜோதிர்மயானந்தா. தேங்க்யூ. ஓம் நம சிவாய்.
Shri Swami Jyotirmayananji in Miami, Florida. Swamiji will lecture on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. And now, Pujya Atman, Shri Swami Jyotirmayananji.
Om Purnamagah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is the peace chant of the Upanishad, which I have explained to you before. But listening to the same explanation again and again, called Gada Parinyaya, any insight that you plant in your heart, it's like planting a pole. And how to fix it? Hammer upon it. Hammer it and shake it. Then hammer it, shake it. Hammering is your job. Shaking is God's job until it comes unshaken. That's called Gada Parinyaya. That's the way wisdom is promoted within you. Peace chant says that Purnamada, that is full. When we say full, the mind has to grasp it the mystical way. Because even the concept of full, the mind goes after looking at empty spaces, then imagines so many things have filled the empty space. Oh, it is full now. But that's fooling. Full is, to give you now a mystical way to understand, if you are experiencing dream, no matter how much you attain, dream experience is not real. You may have a whole palace full of treasures in your dream. Are you full? The fullness will come when you wake up. Put it another way, all your dream experience is like reflections in the lake of consciousness. Your consciousness, awareness, is the full, absolute consciousness. All the experiences that are possible for the soul, the experiences are in different levels. The masses, experiences are the level of senses. So whenever you talk about experience, it always relates to things you can touch, smell, hold. They are called bhurloka. Then there are experiences of your sentiments, feelings. Those experiences are totally in a different plane. Then experiences when you develop mental strength of will, then experiences that when clarity comes in your intellect, as you start advancing in a spiritual way, all these experiences from intellect plane to the plane of senses, all these are like reflections. Consciousness flows through these experiences, just like the sun flows through different layers of clouds and goes on expressing itself in different ways. Somewhere it is a rainbow, somewhere it is shining cloud, somewhere it is shimmering drops, somewhere it is just a reflected sun in a little jar. All these expressions, they are in the realm of illusion. All these expressions cannot be full. So in relation, all these expressions are called alpam, little. And they have all proceeded from the sun. The sun is the full and it remains full. All these expressions are illusions. They come and go. In the same way, in every individual, the deepest level within you is like the sun. I am that am I. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. And all experiences that your mind can handle are reflections, or they are refractions of the sun, and they are all transient. The reality behind every experience is ultimately the self, pure consciousness. This point has to be handled in a profound way. This practice called Nididhyasana. Allow your mind to develop that clarity to understand what is consciousness, pure awareness. That awareness is your essential nature. That never goes away from you. Every day when you go to sleep, you come very close to that awareness. When you went to sleep, what did you do? You moved away from the illusion, I am the body. You moved away from senses, mind, intellect, ego. All this you are identified in day-to-day life. You love it so intensely. This is your personality. The idea of losing this sends out a chill in the mind. And yet, when you go to sleep, all this is set aside. And no chill comes into the mind. There is a sense of great joy. If one can enable one's intellect to grasp the fact that the I am is unchanging, absolute. The I am is Brahman. Once that is attained, then you have attained Purnam, full. And then you begin to understand that all that proceeds from Brahman, like all the phenomena that proceed from the sun, the reality behind all that is the sun. All that has proceeded from God, all this creation, reality behind all this is full. So the peace chant says, from full, this full has come. Don't be fooled. However, this full is not going to stay. So when this full is taken away, what remains is absolute full. In other words, beyond your mind, intellect and senses, there is absolute full. But while your mind, intellect and senses are refracting that light, all the refracted show is nothing but the full. And when you wake up, when you transcend all these, then you have taken away this full from that full, then what remains is the full. To put it in a simple way. You are looking at a lake, sit by the lake, and suddenly you begin to see forest reflecting within the lake. Trees, even birds flying from one tree to another, squirrels jumping. All this becomes so interesting that you forget about the lake. You are living in a totally different world of all those things that are happening. And sometimes you are sitting tight. What will happen to that squirrel? You are fooling yourself. But all the time, what are you seeing? You are seeing the calm lake. Lake is the one that's the reality. Reflections are not reality. All the while you are aware of awareness. But due to ignorance, a strange predicament develops. You are looking for your identity through the act of your mind, through the function of your senses, through your sentiments. And then all that your effort is going after, how to catch that reflection, how to catch a glow from the rainbow, how to collect this and that. I'm just giving you a big drama about it. All the while, the sun is the reality, and you are essentially absolute consciousness. So that's the mantra, this peace chant reminds you. Absolute reality is full. all this full that explodes through the mind, intellect and senses, they are the full. So start building up in your mind, God is the indwelling reality behind all. All your relations looking for happiness, looking for security. Three things people look after. Sat Chit Ananda, Sat existence. Everybody wants to go on existing. Therefore, when people meet, one of the old style blessings, live long, 1,000 years. Next point, everyone looking for knowing more and more. And no one wants to be called dull wit, no matter little wit, how little you may have. Nobody wants to be called dull, because that's not your reality. Deep down, you are all wit, the absolute consciousness. And you are constantly looking for joyousness, happiness, repose with profound fulfillment. It's called ananda. And that Satchidananda remains intact. All your experiences are through mind. And mind operates through your nervous system. Most of your experiences are the magic play of your nerves. Simple message again is, all this is Brahman. All this is divine. No matter how limited you may find yourself, look at a little dewdrop gleaming. The gleam that is within it is the sun. So no matter how limited is the medium through which you see the light, that light is Brahman, the absolute. No matter how limited is your personality, how limited your circumstances, that which is glowing within you is Brahman, the absolute. As great, looking at a little dewdrop, the shine within it is the sun that illumines the whole earth. So no matter how limited you are, that which is shining within you as your soul, the soul has the potentiality of grabbing the entire universe and swallowing it up without belching. When you wake up from your dream, what you do? You grab the entire dream world, swallow it, and you are awake. Now we come to the topic of Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, chapter 1, section 4, mantra number is 10. This mantra is a long mantra. A part of it I have explained, and now I'm continuing another part of the same mantra. Atha yonyam yo devatam upasate anyo sau anyoham asmiti na sa veda. Whoever worships Brahman with the notion I am different from Brahman, he knows not. You are being given a very advanced teaching in all forms of worship. A worshipper turns to God with great humility. And the Upanishad says that whoever worships Brahman with the notion, I am different from Brahman, he knows not. In the Vedic texts, there are statements, Devam Bhutva Devam Yajet, by being God-like, being God, worship God. And there's a whole ritualistic tradition called Nyasa. By different mantras, you touch different parts of your body. You invoke Shri Suryaya Namah for your eyes. And for different parts, gods are invoked. You are spiritualizing your whole body, called Nyasa. But Nyasa culminates in sannyasa. Sannyasa means you are recognizing the soul within you is the absolute self. When you are spiritualizing, you are bringing God in different aspects, little gods, shining through your eyes, shining through your ears, when you are creating that stage of a relative godly manifestation within you, then it is nyasa. In early stage of worship, it is needed, it is important. Advanced state, the very soul within you discovers, I am the Absolute. Your worship reaches the highest. Again, to make it very simple, remember the threefold relationship. Lord Rama had asked Hanuman, how am I related? And Hanuman said, Deha buddhya tu dasoham. To the extent I view myself as body, I am a slave, God is the master. And to the extent I am a soul, jiva buddhya tu danshata. To the extent I am the soul, I am a ray, you are the sun. But at the deepest level, I and you are the same. So that deepest level is your goal, that's your reality, that's the truth. Other levels are preparing yourself to attain that. If that deepest level is not revealed to you, your movement is faulty. So whoever worships Brahman with the notion, I am different from Brahman, he knows not what will happen to a person whose worship does not recognize identity with the Absolute.